This recording, New Zealand 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made her unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. Can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So we all like just huddled in the flats. We call it the flats. The block. We're on what were we? C block. Yeah, we're on C block, and so it was just like all these concrete blocks, and we used to we had lots of good times over there. We used to play rugby on there was a big pitch of grass, and we used to play block versus block, and it was funny because where your family would be, you'd enroll, you'll kind of write in to the government that you want to stay in that block, and the reason would be because my family's staying there and they just help me out because I can't speak English or whatever your circumstances. But the truth is you just want to be next to your fams. Mm-hmm. And then so every time we play rugby or touch, or we would say we'll play touch, so just like help, it was no contact, and then slowly, someone's touch would go kind of physical, and then that person get touched a little bit more physical, and then it's just full on, physical rugby. Yeah, man. And it was funny because all your cousins will be on one side, and then your best friend, he's on the other side because he stayed in another block, and so he stayed in another block, which meant you couldn't be in the same team, and then. But you knew him and all his family, and then it'll be crazy. You will play this rugby, and you'll be committed to your block, committed to your family, and so would he be. And then you will play rugby, and then a fight might break out. But then after the rugby game's finished, the next day we walk together to school, and we're just best friends again.